Yeah. Port Adelaide wins, and perhaps for us,
26-point victory to Port Adelaide. 12,
into one, they could cut that drum solo in the middle between the verses down by about 15 seconds. It would make it far easier than, to quote Billy Birmingham, crapping on about the cruise for two. But this was so important today. 12-15-87 Port Adelaide to Melbourne 9-7-61. Lee, make something of it. Matthew, make something of it, because we thought, yeah, it'd be tough going, but Melbourne was clear-cut favourite. And really, Port Adelaide have genuinely shown something.
Port Adelaide ran them. Mm. I mean, if you wanted to say, you could simply sum in a couple of words. And when the ball was in a bit of space and they were in possession, they were running harder to get usable, uncontested marks, uncontested disposals. That was really the strength of the Port game. And that became more apparent pretty much as the longer the game went.
27 scoring shots to 16 in the end. And I love the tackling of Port Adelaide as well. 71 tackles to 53. The amount of poor foot skills, decision-making, panicked handballs from Melbourne, well, it just got worse and worse as the day went on. And then you look at it, like, I thought they just had no real answer going forward either, Melbourne, in the end. They were just dumping the ball in. Tom McDonald, Wiedemann, didn't really look likely. It was Melsham or really bust, and still he didn't have a huge day.
As they've evolved as a good team, Melbourne, over the last few years, they have a game where they just got no energy, don't they?
Yeah.
And that was what really happened as pretty much after quarter time. Early on, they weren't bad, but they just didn't have any run, didn't have any ball carry. Salem was kicking the ball off half-back, but there was no one able to carry the ball through the middle of the ground. And Port had a few of those, and Melbourne just was struggling.
We'll be going to Adelaide Hawthorn in around 6 or 7 minutes' time. The votes for the 3AW Player of the Year, we vote 5-4-3-2-1, and a fantastic prize at season's end for the best player in the AFL is voted on by legends such as Lee Matthews. Lee.
Yes, my turn today. I went one vote to Salem, and he was the Melbourne's best player, I think. I mean, he's playing off half back. He was their ball user off there, and he did it pretty well. 30 kicks, you know, and a couple of handballs. But I thought he was worth a vote. Then it was all Port, to be honest. I thought Gray gave two votes. I mean, he was just such a good player forward of centre. You've got to have someone to reward the ball carry when it comes into that part of the ground. Gray, I gave two. Westhoff kicked five goals. I gave him three. But I thought then I gave Rockcliffe four. He just continually found the ball around the middle of the ground. Tends to be a death by a thousand cuts. He doesn't sort of do a lot with any sort of one possession, but he just accumulates and keeps getting the ball, keeps maintaining. And the best on the ground I gave to Boak. I thought from the very beginning he was Port's best player, and he continued on. So, Boak, Rockcliffe, Westhoff, Gray and Salem.
Before we go to the rooms, the victorious Port Adelaide rooms winning 12-15-87 to Melbourne 9-7-61. Jackie Root has done a brilliant job for us today. Jackie, down on the boundary line, injury report, please. All thanks to Arnold Thomas Becker. Speak today with a personalised injury specialist. That is Jackie at Arnold Thomas Becker.
Well, obviously the big one was Todd Marshall from Port Adelaide. He copped that heavy knock in a collision with Bailey Fritz late in that last quarter. He went off for a concussion test, and even if he had passed it, he wouldn't have had enough time to come back on, unfortunately for him. Jake Melksham was probably the sorest of the Ds today. He had a right quad issue throughout the game. Viney, Harms, heaps of the players went down with a sort of cramp throughout the second half. Ryan Burton had blisters on his left foot. He came off and on the ground constantly throughout the game, so he looked in a bit of distress as well. And Sam Wiedemann, he was quite sore towards the end. He had one collision with Jack Watts and sort of came off second best.
Well, stay for you. We'll take the theme song live and we'll try and get an interview in, because this is something wonderful for Port Adelaide. Not those Lee and Matthew. So much was expected of them last year. That's Port Adelaide. Melbourne delivered last year. But maybe just a year late, this is, you know, what Ken Hinckley promised. We're going to attack more. And today was just evidence of that.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And there's nothing like winning on the road, Lee, is there? When you come away as a group. MCG, you know, they were humiliated last year. Port Essendon beat them on their home deck, round 23. Collingwood smashed them, round 22. And they're arm in arm. You know, assistant coaches, players. It's just
a great win. Coming to Melbourne against one of the premiership threats and going home with the 4 points, great win.